Hello and welcome to the Veil and Armor podcast. This is your host, Sheila Nonato. I'm a stay-at-home mom and a freelance Catholic journalist. Seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the inspiration of Our Lady, I strive to tell stories that inspire, illuminate, and enrich the lives of Catholic women to help them in living out our vocation of raising the next generation of leaders and saints.
Please join us every week on the Veil and Armor podcast, where stories come alive through a journalist's lens and mother's heart.
Welcome to the Veil and Armor podcast, where we share stories of the sacred and the feminine genius. In this first episode, I would love to share part of my story with you. Some may call me countercultural. I'm a stay-at-home military wife, mother of five, three on earth, two born in heaven, a cradle Catholic, and an independent freelance journalist. My dream audience for this podcast includes Catholic mothers who are interested in hearing the stories of other faith-seeking women and their struggles and triumphs. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit and Our Lady, I aspire to help Catholic women to discover and to authentically and boldly live out our God-given vocation in our families, our communities, and in the Church. I hope to explore the question, how do we live out our vocation as Catholic women in our modern world? With this podcast, I hope to try and bridge the gap between how society perceives stay-at-home mothers and mothers working outside the home. This division can cause unwarranted stereotypes that can negatively affect the mindset of stay-at-home mothers into thinking that they don't have an important role to play when they do. In reality, all mothers are working mothers, whether they stay in the home or outside the home. What all mothers share in common is our God-given mission of working towards building the kingdom of God in our homes and in society. The fruits of all mothers' efforts and sacrifices are in the memories that we are creating within our homes and the legacy we're creating with and for our child or children whom we are raising to become God-fearing, independent thinking, and productive leaders in our communities. I look forward to embarking upon a journey with you as a Catholic mother as we navigate together and explore how Catholic motherhood applies in a society that can be hostile towards faith, in a post-Christian age where the terms mother and woman are up for debate. The late St. John Paul the Great has been an inspiration for me, especially when he came to Toronto for World Youth Day in 2002. St. John Paul the Great's 1995 letter to women is what inspires me to want to launch a podcast and a YouTube channel based upon this idea of the Catholic feminine genius, the unique vocation of women and mothers in the Church and in our world. Come along on my journey of discovery about Catholic motherhood, faith, family, and the feminine genius. Here is my story. Growing up in faith, I was 9 years old when I attended my first peace rally. My family joined hundreds of thousands of people who witnessed the return of democracy to the Philippines. The most powerful image broadcast across the country and around the world from that historical event was seeing nuns in their habits kneeling in front of military tanks, armed with only a rosary. It was a pivotal decision for the soldiers and their commanders not to advance or fire upon the crowd. Instead, they left their tanks to accept gifts of food and flowers from their Filipino brethren. They chose to follow their faith and the leadership of the Catholic Church, who advocated for peaceful change. This was the first peaceful revolution in Asia. Events like these are what sparked my passion for faith and politics. How could this be happening in our world? Where was my role in fighting against these injustices? I was born a cradle Catholic in the Philippines. My first exposure to God and to faith was through my parents. The light of the candles, the smell of the incense during Holy Mass, and praying the rosary as a family have formed a core memory of my childhood. Prayer was so central that when my parents wanted to come to Canada, I prayed to God that I would become a nun if He granted my parents' dream. We came to Canada 2 years after the People Power Revolution. My parents still kept our faith traditions. My formation in the Catholic faith was rooted in knowing the traditional prayers, attending Sunday Mass, and Catholic devotions like the Rosary and the Novena. All of these helped form a strong foundation of my faith. However, I was unfortunately lacking in the study and exploration of the Bible and Catholic doctrine, as well as lacking the practice of spiritual discipline. I was hungry for more. It was in university when I started questioning my faith. At the University of Toronto, I was exposed to different faiths, religions, and ideologies. I became confused. I was sorely lacking in spiritual and doctrinal formation to know what I believed as a Catholic, and didn't know how to respond to the questions and, frankly, assaults on the faith that I grew up with. I encountered an existential crisis of faith, and I almost left the church. However, I rediscovered my faith after World Youth Day 2002 in Toronto, and I relied upon my newly discovered faith when I went to the Middle East for my first journalism internship. Finding light in darkness. Seeing the images broadcast of the horrors of the September 11 attacks led me to seek solace in my faith. I was inspired by St. John Paul the Great's call to young people to become salt and light to the world. I hope to find that light in the darkness of uncertainty post 9/11 during my journey to the Middle East. Not long after I arrived, my faith was tested. On November 9, 2005, nearly 60 people were killed and hundreds more were injured after Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in Amman, Jordan's capital. It became known as Jordan's 9/11. I was assigned to interview survivors at the hospitals. It was a solid week of interviewing survivors and grieving family members. From this six-month experience, I learned the importance of telling stories and the impact they can have one person at a time. It also highlighted how journalists are helping to write the first draft of history. This life-changing event opened my eyes to the evil and suffering that can befall our world. It also showed the light of faith that can lift people out of desperation and desolation, including my own. Upon my return to Canada, I worked through healing from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. It was the light of Christ that helped me to heal the invisible wounds on my heart and in my soul from that tragedy. Settling the vocation question and Our Lady's miracle. I deserved my vocation for many years until I realized that I was called to married life instead of religious life. I met my husband when I was working in Toronto at the oldest English language Catholic publication in Canada. Upon the suggestion of our mutual and very persistent and prayerful friend, I interviewed him while he was deployed to Afghanistan. It was a story about the link between faith and being a soldier. We finally met when he returned. I let him know that the article I wrote about him won third place in the Canadian Catholic Church Press Awards. Friendship, courtship, and marriage happened within less than a year. 13 years later, we have been blessed with 5 children, 2 in heaven, 3 on earth. In our perfectly imperfect marriage and family, we can share our struggles with fertility, the challenges of getting through time apart from military deployment, homeschooling, and trying to raise kids and teach the faith in our secular world. Our miracle at Lourdes. Good Friday 5 years ago was not a great Friday for our family. We were grieving the loss of our baby, our second gut-wrenching experience with miscarriage. Despite our pain, we continued to trust in God's plan. A few short months later, my husband was deployed again, back to the Middle East. During my husband's 2-week leave, we decided to spend our family vacation in Spain and France. I flew from Toronto with our 2 young children. He traveled from Kuwait. From there, we embarked upon a family pilgrimage to Lourdes. We drove from Barcelona as the sun was setting and through the Pyrenees Mountains into France on winding, icy roads at night. Our Lady guided us along the way, and we made it there safely just after midnight. There were no lineups to the pool filled with spring water blessed by Our Lady when she first appeared to St. Bernadette in 1858. Some people had experienced miraculous healing after being immersed in the pool. When I entered the frigid waters, I experienced healing from within, coming to terms with a doctor's dire prognosis that we may not be able to have children anymore. 9 months later, we knew a miracle had happened. His name is James, our youngest son. Thank you for joining me today on the Veil and Armor podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast and the YouTube channel, and please spread the word. Coming up on the next episode is the first exclusive interview with speaker and podcaster Tammy Peterson. Mrs. Peterson sat down with me for her very first interview announcing her intention to become Catholic in September of 2023. The story was published in the Archdiocese of Toronto's Catholic Register newspaper in October 2023. Until next time, God bless. Thank you for listening to the Veil and Armor podcast.
I invite you to share this with another Catholic mom today. Please subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel. And please spread the word.
Let's be brave.
Let's be bold.
And be blessed together.